Welcome to another Vantage Points Flashback, where we highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for supporting our work. True education. I'm surrounded by understated prairie beauty. Turtle Mountain to the east, Souris River to the west, village of Waskata nearby, quiet and contented. But in earlier times, I literally vibrated with children laughing and singing. My floors bounced with steppings of evening dances, lasting till dawn. I'm Verona School, established 135 years ago in 1885. It was an exciting day when the first teacher and her students walked through my door. Busy? I'll say. Those first decades I was as much community hall as school, used for concerts, wedding showers, and Sunday morning services. I listened to passionate sermons and songs of praise that reached up through my rafters. In 1897, my people lifted me onto skids and dragged me to a new site, not far, but more central to where children lived. And in 1918, I was given a new building, complete with basement, coal room, cistern, and indoor toilet. My favorite events by far were Christmas concerts. They'd go all out with decorations, music, and dramas in the telling of the Bible story. What a celebration. One year in the early 30s, they pulled out the stops and invited folks with instruments to form an orchestra. The talent! Violins, guitars, an organ, and even a banjo. It was wonderful. My heyday lasted 73 years. It was a good run. But winds change direction, and so do people's needs. Farm families were having fewer children. Teachers were getting harder to find. After World War II, it seems humans were all about bigger is better. So science labs, special music rooms, gymnasiums, and shop classes seemed important. As a small, one-room school, I couldn't fit it all. And the teachers, skilled at getting all 8 grades to do their 3 R's all at the same time, couldn't possibly teach the specialized subject as well. So, in 1958, my doors were officially closed and my children went to Waskata. It was a sad day. I went from being the center of this community to being an historic cairn. I'll live on for sure, as long as the youngest of my students lives on this earth, because what I gave to my children was a place to belong, to know their neighbors, celebrate harvest, weddings, the birth of a new baby, and the opportunity to stand on stage during the Christmas concert and be the center of their world's attention. The memories are rich, and that, my friend, is education. The day in August of 1982 when the cairn was erected brought so many of my people. I heard stories from back in the day, and some of grandparents even further back, and the laughing, it almost made me cry. Community, there's nothing like it. Betty Sawatsky and I adapted True Education from a story written for Vantage Points 1. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about the layers of history in Southwest Manitoba. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.